Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we've wrapped up our U.S. citizenship game that we've been playing for some time now. Mm-hmm. And I've learned a lot. It was nice going, you know, side to side there with Mr. Pat there. But we've learned a lot on that journey.
Sure did.
On what it means to be an American, what our history means. I mean, this is the exam that people who want to become U.S. citizens take before they can actually become, a U.S. citizen. They have to take this. They got to pass it, not just take it. You got to pass it. You got to know this stuff.
Right.
And we celebrate that because it's so important. You know, I mean, you got to know what this country is all about if you're going to be in this country. And we talked about how many times that we take for granted being born in America. Mm-hmm. And not taking the time to learn about the Constitution, learning about the Declaration, the 27 things that they were able to articulate beautifully of why we are leaving you, King George. This is over. It's a wrap, you know?
Right, exactly.
And why we have the blessed nation that we have today. Well, it's being reported, a wonderful story about a woman from Rwanda. If you remember some time ago, back in the early 90s, Rwanda had that genocide, and there were these two groups, the Tutsis and the Hutus, that were just, killing each other. I mean, it was just horrible. They made a movie about it. I believe it was like Hotel Rwanda. They made a movie about it. It was just, devastating. I mean, cutting arms. I mean, it was just crazy. Well, this woman, her name is Immaculee, and I can't really pronounce the last name, so I don't want to butcher it, but she shares about that in 1994, April 7th, 1994, her life was just changed when she was home from college on an Easter vacation, and her brother came to her room and gave her the news that the president of the country was dead. I mean, we take for granted that we elect the president, right? And we have a smooth transition, and although there's a lot of, you know, all this agitation and confrontation during the whole election, once, you know, when they just swore our president now, Barack Obama, for his second term, when you look at in the Capitol and they had those seats right behind him, I mean, you saw congressmen from both parties right there. I mean, this is the president of the United States, and our whole country is going to get behind our president. Well, it doesn't happen like that in all these countries. So as soon as their president in Rwanda died, her father asked her to go hide in her neighbor's house. She was shocked when she went over there to find out that the neighbor showed her a hiding space, a bathroom that he had kept shut. I guess it was just hidden somewhere. And eventually she wound up sharing the space with seven other women and girls. And this poor woman, the first night, she had learned that nearly everyone in her extended family, including her parents and her two brothers, had been killed.
Oh, wow.
So where is all this leading to? Where she was just sworn in as an American citizen.
Oh, wow.
She just, and you could, I mean, this is her statement. This is quote, okay? I feel American. I feel free. I feel like I am born again. I feel like I have a home again, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you.
Wow.
She's a 43-year-old mom of two children. She lives in Manhattan, and she was one of 50 people from 16 other countries that were sworn in New York City here recently to become a U.S. citizen. And just to see, you know, you hear her just joy and where she came from. I mean, your parents are dead. This is upheaval. You're able to make it alive. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, through God's providence and God's hand and God's will, you land in the most blessed nation of the world and you actually become a citizen. You know, I look at those stories and I think, wow, that's absolutely, you know, amazing.
Wow.
I hear of so many people's stories of coming from different countries. Isn't that amazing? I mean, absolutely amazing. She says that she cried after she got her citizenship certificate. Think about that. Her citizenship certificate. I bet that's something that's so proudly displayed.
Oh, you know it.
And most Americans just take it for granted that we're a citizen.
Exactly what I was thinking.
You know, I have a neighbor who's whose wife is Cuban, and her mother came for a visit, and she marveled at going to the grocery store.
Oh, really?
This is, I mean, talk about, I mean, a rebuke to our, you know, rebuke to us. We normally, when you go on vacation,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes people like to bring little, you know, presents and gifts from, you know, you see people like, someone went to Florida, all they brought me was a t-shirt, or they bring them sand, or they go to California and they bring them a little something on their trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know what her mom brought back, people? Cuba?
Groceries.
No. Our grocery clippings, the ads that come in the newspaper, to show them
the coupons.
Yeah, to show them the food the Americans have at their disposal.
Wow.
She marveled at the inserts. Marveled.
Wow.
When we live in such a blessed land, you know, and none of us chose to be, you know, we didn't choose to be born. We're just Americans. We were born here.
Yeah.
And it's time to remember that, because if we don't cherish what we have, we're going to lose it. There's an attack on the Constitution right now. There's an attack on Second Amendment rights, on Fourth Amendment rights. And if we're not aware, we're going to lose it. Mm-hmm. We're going to lose it. And that one document has kept this country together. It's transitioned power peaceably for years, hundreds of years. And I'll tell you, this is just a great story to remind us, and hopefully we'll have the citizenship test, game, and humor all linked to this for you. And I encourage you that if you haven't listened to those segments, I mean, there's about five. I don't know how many of those segments are there. No, I think there's 20 of them. I think of those highlights. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
But what we did is we took just five questions, and we went back and forth. We had the whole, you know, Jeopardy music going in the background, and we're trying to answer these questions. And some we got right, some we got wrong, some we didn't. But we did learn, and this is a great way for you to do with your family. Great way for you to learn. If you're on a road trip, excellent for a road trip. Games, humor, it's excellent, and it'll keep you entertained, and you'll learn a whole lot. But it's just wonderful to appreciate the blessing that we have.
Mm-hmm.
When you think that you are hiding with, how do seven women hide in the bathroom? It's like, you know, a lot of women go to the bathroom together. I get that,
I can't imagine.
But hiding for your life, you know, and being spared. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for America. Mm. Thank you that we're blessed to live here. And Lord, help us to keep this great nation so we can continue to advance your kingdom.
Yes.
You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.